Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I want to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
In the next 30 minutes, I'm going to introduce you to R&B's newest rising star. Consider this interview as a glimpse of the future, a premonition of 2012 for the world of R&B. If you're one of those individuals who strongly believe R&B needs a fresh new voice, listen no further, because that voice has arrived and she's speaking to mankind. In her personal life, she has overcome all obstacles, and through her music, she's sharing the message of strength, determination, and empowerment with you. She's the hero we've all been waiting for, with a street Southern swag. Please put your hands together. Yes, I'm serious. Put your hands together for the one and only T-Mail.
What's good? It's T-Mail. What's up, Motown Maurice? How you doing?
I am doing great. Now that you are on the line with me, it's T-Mail. That runs so well off of my tongue. I love the way it feels.
I love the way it sounds. Thank you
yes.
for having me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You are rising. You are on my show. And I'm about to go places just because we're connected with you. I'm so excited. I'm so really excited, literally speaking. So I got to let the people know about who you are. You're from Philly. You rep Philly. Tell me about your hometown. I know you got to rep Philly up front and first because that's your hometown, right?
Yes, born and raised.
Okay.
But, you know, I represent Atlanta, too, you know, because they gave me a lot of inspiration. And, you know, I grew up in Atlanta, you know what I mean? So
yes,
I became who I am in Atlanta, but, you know, I was born and raised in Philly.
Yes, yes, yes. Your music, it has so many important messages in your music. And I got to ask you, are you speaking from the heart or are you speaking from the perspective of others? That's very important for me to understand and the audience to know also.
I'm definitely speaking from the heart and what I've been through and what I'm going through right now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a young adult. I'm, you know, on my own. I'm dating. I'm seeing stuff. You know, so I definitely talk about stuff that I'm witnessing also, but it's definitely true to who I am. My music speaks. If you want to know what T-Mail is, it's T-Mail. Just listen to my music.
Just listen to your music. It's T-Mail. I'm loving it.
Music.
I'm loving it. Everyone who's
listening. I'm ride or die. You know, I'm strong. I don't take no for an answer. I stand by my man. I stand by my people, my friends, my who I roll with. It's just, that's just who I am.
You must be last of a dying breed. You must be last of a dying breed because you sing about the economy. You ride or die
yes.
for your man, whether he loses his job. I mean, come on, is this true?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I was, like, my mom is like that, so I learned that being 5 years old, you know, my mom stood by her man, you know what I mean? She was holding it down for a while. So, you know, my mom always said, when you really ride for somebody, you there through thick and thin. So that's what I represent. I don't feel like enough females go there with that because they there, a lot of people in general, they're there when it's all good, but when it gets bad, they tend to flake out on you, and I don't do that, so.
You know, T-Mail, you keep talking the way you're talking. Before the end of the show, I might have to ask you to marry me. I'm just going to let you know right now.
I'm too young for that. I got time for that.
Hey, I'm just saying, I don't hear women talk like that these days, so I'm really feeling that right now.
I mean, it's real. It's real. Trust me. It's just me.
So let's talk about your track, Go to War. It's an exciting moment for you. You work with Waka Flocka on that track. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, first of all, I want to shout out Waka Flocka, like, because he's a true gentleman. He definitely, when I did the song, I definitely was like, Waka got to be on this, and he's the perfect dude. You know, I chilled with him before we did the song, so I was like, you know, this is him. This is it's just written. This is supposed to be us together on this record. But so shout out to him. But, I mean, the song, it just talks about strength, power, standing up, not just for your man, but for what you believe in. So it's a bigger message than probably people are thinking. It's, you know what I mean? It's just about a ride or die chick. It's about that, but it's also about just being strong.
Nice, nice, nice. And to my understanding, this is the first record that he has done with a female.
Yep.
And he
yours
chose.
Truly, it's the male.
It's the male. So. Wow, that's big right there. That's big because
yeah.
I know, you know, it probably, I don't know his reasons, but without a doubt, if he connected with you, that there's got to be a genuine connection, genuine reason, genuine soul inside of you.
I mean,
for him doing so.
My bad.
No, go ahead. Tell me about the spill.
No, he definitely gave me the spill that, like, y'all shawty, you know what I mean? A lot of females ask me to give him that joint, you know what I mean? But I'd be like, nah. But, you know, you a real chick. So I was like, I got to do this. But, you know, he had to get that little country swag on me. And I was like, yo. But he made me definitely feel honored because he said a lot of people female artists had came to him about doing records. But he's either like, that ain't it or, you know. But so I'm definitely honored that he got on the record.
Yeah. That's hot. So this record, I'm so anxious to play it. But you got to tell me about the music video that's coming up with this record. I know it's coming up early 2012. It sounds epic just by the way you describe it. Tell me more.
Is going to be the craziest video your viewers or your listeners have ever seen. And I said it.
The craziest.
I'm like, I mean, we acting, we dancing, it's high-speed chases.
High speed chases. Fast and Furious?
I mean,
what's going on in this?
It's a little bit of Fast and Furious, a little bit of you're gonna see. I'm just letting you know. The approach, the director name is Gabriel Hart. He's one of the hottest directors right now.
Mm-hmm.
He went in, like he pulled some stuff out of me that I didn't even know what it was in. Like I'm just telling you, like just be buckle your seatbelt, just be ready for this video for real.
Wow. So when this video comes out, it's going to air on national television?
Yeah. Well, we're going to do, you know, it's going to be online, but it's
mm-hmm.
definitely going to be on BET and TV. It's definitely going to be official.
It's going to be official. Well, you're going to have to wait for the music video premiere, but on the Motown Marie Show, you can listen to it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, get your ears ready for the world premiere on Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. It's the mail.
It's
Go to War.
Featuring Waka Flocka, Go to War.
She my one and only, yeah, yo.
It's the man.
She gon' ride for me, yeah, yo. She my one and only, so I gon' ride it for you, yeah.
It's the man. Go to war with you.
Bow.
Go to war with you.
I be on the front line.
Bow.
I be on your side. I go to war with you.
Bow.
Go to war with you.
Bow.
It's you and I against the world until I die. I go to war with you.
Bow.
Go to war with you. Down the ride anytime, even when it's open fire. I go to war with you.
Bow.
Go to war with you.
Bow.
It's you and I against the world until I die.
You'll be the general and I'll be the cadet. Shooter and you load up the tank. Anybody that want it can get it.
my one and only. She called me her pretty Tony. That shit turned me on when she got gun license, homie. I tattoo her name on me cause I know she down for me. Baby, can you play with me? I'ma play Bobby, better yet be my Miss B. I will be your Jay-Z. Would you rock some red chucks and throw some dickies on for me? Could it be? I'm rewriting history, the new Bonnie Clyde. Baby, I can show you ecstasy. Let a thick girl love your recipe, demeanor in your swag. If police pull us over, baby, would you take my bag? I'm just thinking out loud, I swear to God, I feel lucky. She gon' get ugly, fucking with my first lady.
Fuck her!
Yeah. I go to war with you, go to war with you. I be on the front line, I be on your side. I go to war with you, go to war with you. It's you and I against the world until I die. I go to war with you, go to war with you. Down to ride any time, even when it's open fire. I go to war with you, go to war with you. It's you and I against the world until I die.
It's the mail.
I can't front Motown. I love that song.
I love it too. I love it too. And that's all you. That's you speaking from the heart right there. You go to war with you. You be on the man's side. That's all you, right?
All me.
That's all you. Listen, man, while we playing around, I'm telling you, I'm feeling a connection between us. You know, R&B's rising star. And the future of late night, I mean, we can take things over. I mean, Will and Jada got nothing on us. JB and Beyonce, they got nothing.
JB
you know,
and Beyonce ain't got nothing on
us. Nothing on us. All right, don't stop telling you. We're going to have continual conversations after this show. But I'm feeling that track, ladies and gentlemen. And my audience was feeling that track. Clap it up if you were feeling that track.
Motown, I ain't tell you that was produced by a female, Chocolate Star.
Chocolate Star.
That record was produced by a female. I'm telling you, she is going to be Problems 2012, so look out for her.
Yes, yeah, 2012. I'm feeling so good about 2012. I mean, me and my personal life, you and your life. Tell me, what can people expect from 2012?
You know what? Expect the unexpected with me. Like, my approach is different. I'm not the pretty girl, but I bring that sexy swag. You might catch me with a filly on and some red lips just because I just want to. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
You definitely got to expect the unexpected with me. My approach is a little different than the typical female artist. And it's definitely some dope ones out there, so that's nothing against them. But, you know, it's time for something fresh and new.
Yes, yes, yes. 2012. Can I expect you? I'm only assuming you're going to possibly be part of President Obama's campaign election, re-election.
Oh, yeah,
Because your music is speaking about the economy, so I'm like, okay, she's got to be a part of the campaign team or something like that.
Course.
Okay.
I'm Obama all day.
Why is it important for you to send a message of keeping hope in the economy in your music?
You know what? If you don't have faith, if you don't have hope, then it's sad, but I feel sorry for a person that doesn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I preach it so much. You know what I mean? So that's really bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice. You're listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle, and I got It's the Mail on the line with me right now. You have such a strong past, which has made you who you are right now. For those that don't know, It's a Mel. She was in the accident with the late Left Eye, Lisa Lopez, and you were the only other person. You were the only person that got injured in that accident. But that whole experience bound you to a wheelchair for about 2 years, and through that. You've gained strength and understanding of survival and empowerment. I mean,
and humble.
I could only imagine.
Being so young.
So young, and to go through something, you know, so tragic. Tell me, you know, just that whole, that 2 year process of you growing and rehabilitating yourself back into, you're rehabilitating yourself back, and how it made you stronger right now.
determination. My mother never gave up on me, so I had a support system. You know, my school, my high school was definitely supportive, knowing that I couldn't do the things that I would usually do. And, I mean, that's basically it. I mean, I tried to stay positive. I'm not going to lie, I was very depressed, but, I mean, just staying positive and always knowing that when the doctors were telling me I wasn't going to walk again, when the doctors told me I wasn't going to run again, and I'm like, you know what, I could do this. I can overcome this. So that's why it's so important to tell young girls and young men and older women that I'll never take no for an answer. So that's why I always try to empower people and give them that positivity. You know what I mean? So that's it.
That is overwhelmingly inspiring right there because, I mean, you got doctors who are telling you that you're not going to walk again, but you've overcome that mentally, physically, spiritually, and here you are today looking so sexy and fly as ever. Goodness gracious.
I try.
You're doing more than trying. Goodness, that's determination and good genes. I'm looking at your pictures like, good Lord Almighty. That looks If you look this good right here in the photo, I can only imagine how good you're going to look in the video. Better yet, in person. I can't wait. One by one. First the photos. I'm going to see you in the video next, and I'm going to have to see you in person right after that because that's going to just be torture.
I appreciate that.
So, I mean, you know, it's determination. It's good genes, but you must have a serious workout regimen. Tell me about that. I know you do.
Well, I'm actually just coming back from the gym with my choreographer, Diddy. Shout out to Diddy. She's the best choreographer in the world. And, like, she pushes me like crazy. But I did a, what's the name of the class we did? Fast Track. And it kicked my bang. Like, it was hard work. And I do have an injury. So, you know, I pushed through it. And I'm proud of myself. But usually, I mean, I try to watch what I eat. I definitely try to work out at least 4 times a week. You know, you got to get some abs in because I love, if anybody who knows me know, I love to feel my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely got to do the abs. And really that, I love smoothies. So that's definitely a meal replacement for me a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't really rocket science. I just be chilling, man. I don't be doing nothing like that.
So what do you do on your spare time when you're not producing hot hits? And you're not in the studio and you're not working out. What do you like to do?
Studying. Because I got to be the best, Motown. Like, I got to be the best. So I'm always studying the greats.
Always studying the greats. So who are the greats that you're looking to?
If I'm not in the studio or working out, that's what I'm doing, studying.
Wow, wow. So who do you study? I mean, who do you admire? Who do you aspire upon to be? Like,
It's funny because people are like, so hard, you just, but my favorite singer is Barbra Streisand. People. That's my favorite singer, Barbra Streisand. She's
Barbra
like great singer. Yes, and my father's a music teacher, so I grew up listening to her. She was my Whitney Houston.
Nice.
And you know, I love Mary J. You know, I love Beyonce. I learned to appreciate mostly any artist because they bring something different to the table to me.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I appreciate their craft, you know what I mean? So as long as you're true to yourself, I love you. I love it.
All right. I love that. I love you too.
I love you too, boo.
I love you too. So, you know, I look at you and you got this unique style and it's going to definitely send some trends across America. I love the scarf look. I don't know if it will particularly work for me. I might, the surveillance cameras might start to point at me if I walk into a store with a scarf, you know, but it works for you. You know, what's the inspiration behind the scarf?
Mystery. And also, I'm not going to lie, it's taken a while for me to reveal my scars on my leg. I used to be real self-conscious about it. I used to, you know, because I was so young, I used to get teased about it when I was able to walk again and stuff like, ew, what happened to you? So I always tried to cover it. So that mm-hmm. reminds me of that, and that's why I put that in my show. But I take it off to let people know that I overcame that, and now I use it to my advantage. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna cover up my scars anymore. So mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people are like, "What that mean? You about to rob a place?" No, it's everything means different things to different people, mm-hmm. and that's how I portray myself with that, and that's how I acknowledge the scars and, you know what I mean, just what I've been through.
Yeah.
So when you get to know who it's to now is, you'll understand it.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, the scarf in some ways is kind of, to me, is symbolic to like a superhero when he puts on his mask.
Yep.
Right? Is
we
that how you feel? That's what I'm saying. There's no reason why you shouldn't accept my proposal. I'm telling you, we're a dynamic duo right here. We all here, all
in
this.
I don't know.
Hey. I'm loving that. But yeah, back to that. I mean, I feel where you're coming from. It's like a, you know, it's kind of like, you know, Batman when he puts on his cape or Superman when he puts on his tight.
Yeah. You feel inferior. You feel like invincible.
Exactly.
Michael Jackson would say. And that's how I feel. Like, and it's funny because when I perform, like if you go on YouTube and look at some of my performances,
mm-hmm.
like people, the crowd always, it's like the same reaction every time. Like if I'm not performing with Waka, I'll put my scarf on his part and just like kind of swag it out. And people, the response to that is just, that's why I'm smiling right now. Like I love the response. But people are like, no, she didn't. Oh, like it's always a surprise. So I love that. But it's showing that I'm strong. You know what I mean? Like my man ain't here, but you know what? I'ma still represent for him. You know what I mean? So.
Wow. Hey, you know, your man, you're talking to your man right now. So, you know, when you're on stage, you got, you know what? Let them know.
Man, you crazy.
So I know, so with all of this momentum going on, there definitely has to be an album coming out soon. And there's got to be some features. Come on. Let me in on some secrets. Let me know who's going to be on the album.
I ain't
going to
tell you all of them, but.
Okay.
Of course, Waka.
Okay.
I'm gonna say one other person, and I'm not saying nobody. I'm saying nobody else. Okay.
Shawty Low.
Shawty Low. Remember the shout out to Shawty Low. He always showed me mad love. Like that's like my big brother. He came out, did a cameo on my first video. It was crazy. So that's all I'm saying. I ain't saying nothing else.
That's it. You can't say just a little bit more. Just a little tad bit more.
Nope.
Oh, can you at least tell me the title of another track that's going to be on your album? Just maybe a title, one more track. You can't do that?
All right. Miss Bonnie.
Okay. Miss Bonnie. Okay.
Miss Bonnie.
Okay.
Miss Bonnie.
Okay. Okay. I like that. All right. So can we have like a bonus track, Mr. Clyde?
You want to do that part?
I can do the remix. You know?
If you were just hearing you say that, okay.
I'm a man of my word. We're going to work on the remix, all right? We're going to keep that on the list. That's all. I like that. It's the Mel and Motown Maurice. All right, ladies and gentlemen. 2012 is looking so promising. I cannot wait. Oh, man. I know you're busy. I know you got a lot of things going on, so I don't want to hold up your time. Besides, we got a lot to talk about after the interview, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want to, you know, I don't want to keep you up too much longer. But I definitely want you to take the time out to let people know how they can find you, what's the best social sites, what's the best websites, what's the best words to Google you. Just take this moment to talk about how they can find you.
Okay, well, follow me on Twitter, of course, at istmelle.com, ITSTMELLE. And the correct spelling of my name is TMELLE if you want to Google me. You know, go on YouTube, just type in my name, TMELLE. Check out some of my live performances. Now, the website is still in progress because we want to put some snippets of the video and stuff. So that's still in the works, but I'll definitely shoot that to you, Motown, as soon as I get it, boo. And, yeah, so just follow me on Twitter for I'll update you with anything that's going on, any performances, and any, you know, any anything I'm doing. So it's Tamell, ITSTMELLE.
It's Tamell. Tamell, check this out. Right now, there's a young girl who's listening. A young girl, a young boy, a young man, an old man. They're listening, and they're going through something very similar to what you've been through. Can you talk to them for a moment and just send them a message of motivation?
You know what? When I was a kid, I never liked to get preached to or whatever. I don't want to hear this, but I'm being so truthful right now. If you in a bad situation, or you in a rut, or you just feel like your back is against the wall, take the time out to get yourself together and know that you can overcome it. Like, God is not going to put you through anything that you can't get out of or can't overcome. So when everybody else is telling you you can't, because I was that person when the doctor said, no, you ain't going to be able to do this. Maybe you should just, you know, go to college, or, you know, I don't know if the music thing is going to work for you because you're not going to be able to function like all these other artists. Do not let nobody tell you no, because you can. Like Obama say, yes, we can. Yes, you can. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart.
It's Tamell, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it from Tamell herself. She is sending a message to everybody. You can do it. Yes, you can. Check out her tracks, Go to War. Her album is coming out in 2012. Download it. Tell them the website one more time while you're at it.
Follow me on Twitter at It's Tamell, ITSTMELLE. It's Tamell.
It's Tamell.
And I'm signing out, baby.
And she is signing off. I know you got to go, but can I ask you maybe just one more question? Please, spare me one more question. Okay, all right. Tamell, who is the future of late night television?
It's only one and only, the Motown Maurice.
It's Tamell. Oh, that is the right answer. That answer couldn't be any better. Tamell, thank you so much for being on the show. I am
so joyed and
honored to be talking with you, and I can't wait to see your video, and I can't wait to meet you in person. Yes. So, yo,
every
you know.
Every time you come to Atlanta, we got a party.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. Remember, I'm your man. When you're on stage talking about your man going to war, you going to war for me. We're going to be going to war for each other. All right, baby?
I got you.
All right, baby. Thank you so much. You keep doing what you're doing. Until next time.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. It's the man. Ladies and gentlemen, what an interview, what a star, what a rising star. She's changing the voice of R&B, and she's sending a message at the same time. Tamell, thank you so much for being on the show. I want a special shout out to her publicist, Tiffany, for making this happen. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just listened to an interview that is history in the making. Yes, I like making history, and Tamell like making history too, and we just made history together. I like how that sounds, right, Tamell? We made history together. So we're going to do some more history in the future. I'm going to do my thing. She's going to do her thing. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Motown Maurice. You're listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. Make sure you check out my website, MotownMaurice.com, and check out The Quest of a Late Night Talk Show Host. My campaign just relaunched this past weekend, and it is moving and it's taking the nation by storm. So join the campaign. Join us on Facebook. The future of late night Motown Maurice. Take care. Be blessed. And good night.